When I was a little girl, it was common for people to say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Well, that is not true, because words do hurt and can cause pain that may last for years. Relationships often suffer because of the words that are exchanged. You're going to either make a choice to use your words to help someone or hurt them. Being sarcastic, condescending, or nonchalant does not send a message of love. Whether you are functioning in the workplace, home, or the community, a sharp tongue is not necessary. We were not given a tongue to make people feel judged, less than amazing, irritated, and unappreciated. Not saying or hearing certain words can also cause people to hurt. I know for me personally, I need to hear, "Kim, I love you. Thank you. Well done. You are amazing." The exchange of positive words build up a relationship and makes it stronger. The exchange of negative words and comments destroys the foundation of a relationship. What sits at that foundation is trust. People need to trust that you will not hurt them with your words, and you have to be able to trust the same. Sharp tongues cut and slice at emotions and cause people to feel put down and depressed. If you intentionally use your tongue to hurt your fellow human being, it is important for you to stop and examine your own thoughts and feelings. In order for you to purposely hurt someone, pain is already resting in your heart. The pain is usually buried under fear, which shows up as anger. How do you manage a sharp tongue? Use kind words like, "I'm proud of you. I love you. Thank you. I apologize if I hurt you. How may I help or support you in this moment?" Be respectful, not sarcastic, condescending, and nonchalant. If you don't have anything nice to say, take a step back and don't say anything. You'd be amazed at what counting to 30, 40, and 50 and taking 3 deep breaths will do for you, because the brain is doing something else in that moment. Remember that love wins. No need to challenge disrespect with disrespect. You meet it with love. If you're the receiver of a sharp tongue, you have the power of choice to quietly honor yourself by keeping your cool. Words matter. Your job is to control you, not the other person. People cannot make you have a sharp tongue. That choice belongs to you. So when I hear people say, "Well, they made me yell at them. I didn't mean to be harsh, but they made me." No. People cannot make you have a sharp tongue. That choice belongs to you. That's your power. If you find yourself using bitter and harsh speech towards others, look within and figure out who did it to you. Work to become a better you and not a bitter you. You want a better relationship with others, whether you are in the workplace, school setting, home, community. Use your words to heal and not hurt.